With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Authorities are investigating an apparent triple homicide in Belfry, just outside Red Lodge. Carbon County Sheriff Josh McQuillan says he and two deputies found the three dead adults in a home this morning after a neighbor requested a welfare check. Few details are currently available. State Auditor Monica Lindeen violated campaign rules by missing filing deadlines following the 2012 elections, but she and her chief counsel did not improperly use a state employee's labor for their campaigns. Those conclusions were issued today by Montana's campaign regulator. State Representative Matthew Monforton, a Bozeman Republican, had filed a complaint against Lindeen and Jesse Laslovich, saying that one of Lindeen's staff helped the pair in their 2012 campaigns by performing duties reserved for their campaign treasurers. He said the staffer conducted campaign activity during her work days. Lindeen was running for re-election, and Laslovich was campaigning for attorney general in 2012. This year, Lindeen is running for Secretary of State and Laslovich for State Auditor. Montana Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell dismissed Monforton's allegations. He said work the staffer did for their campaigns was done on her lunch hour and other breaks. However, Modell did determine that Lindeen had filed two campaign reports months after they were due, which is a campaign violation. He said he anticipates negotiating a settlement with Lindeen. Monforton filed an objection to Modell's conclusions, saying Modell ignored campaign rules and that his investigation was a partisan whitewash. The Montana Supreme Court has declined to rule in a lawsuit brought against the Boy Scouts of America by women who were raped by a scout leader's children. William Leininger Jr. was convicted in 1976 of raping six female Explorer Scouts. He died in 2002. The High Court today rejected the Boy Scouts' request that it dismiss the women's cause because time had run out to file a lawsuit, but the justices say the issues surrounding the statute of limitations argument must be sorted out in district court. A $50,000 investment of state tourism money is being rolled out today. It's a map-based website that highlights and guides people to more than 200 trails across Montana. The site is called hikewildmontana.org.
It's Montana's first online statewide trail guide.
That's Kasha Ranjo with the Montana Wilderness Association. MWA volunteers spent months gathering information about the trails and then had a whitefish company build the website. It includes photos and trail descriptions and filters to select different kinds of trails, like those that are kid-friendly or particularly good in a particular season.
When you go online to other resources that are out there, some national sites might have a whole ton of trails for Colorado or Washington, but there's not always a lot available for Montana. So we wanted some of the lesser known areas, and a lot of the trails in this resource here aren't in any other guidebook, and it'd be hard to find information about them online.
Governor Steve Bullock spoke at a launch event for the website in Helena today. The Wilderness Association says that its goals for the site include getting at least 25,000 unique visitors in its first year and recruiting people to join the association or to help out with its efforts to protect public wildlands. Ranjo says the Wilderness Association plans to take care of the expense of maintaining hikewildmontana.org, and that means asking for donations as well as selling business sponsorships. A federal magistrate judge has ordered Jake Ryan to remain in custody until trial. The 27-year-old Plains, Montana man had been on the run for weeks before his arrest Tuesday in Clark County, Washington. Ryan was wanted in connection with the 41-day standoff at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Judge Paul Pepek said he was concerned that Ryan went into hiding with a firearm when he knew he was being pursued. He sided with a prosecutor who argued that Ryan, if released, would not return to Portland for court dates. Ryan's public defender said he ran because of fear and because others gave him bad advice. He said Ryan would be motivated to return because he wants his day in court. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.